How are you, Chief?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us, what's the latest on the process to find a permanent chief of police for the city of Lansing?
Well, Tony, the process continues. We're down to three finalists, and those names have been submitted to Mayor Bonero for interviews with the mayor.
Can you tell us who those three names are?
Yes, I can. Captain Raymond Hall of the Lansing Police Department, Captain Mike Yankowski of the Lansing Police Department, and myself.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. It's quite clear that those involved with the process decided to stay within the department.
Yeah. We're happy. The good news is for the department and for the city of Lansing that the three of us are great friends. We work well together, and we support each other. And we're working together to move our department forward. So we work well together, Tony.
Who and what composes the process, if you will, to break these candidates down? Who's involved with that, and what has the process been?
Well, the process has been that, of course, you submit an application process, and then that after that was interviews with the interview panel, which consisted of the Board of Police Commissioners. And then they submit names to the mayor, recommend some names to move forward on to an interview with the mayor.
Is it nerve-wracking? Is it fun? What's the process been like for you?
You know what? It is what it is, so they say. It's a good process. It's going well. I support the process. And right now, we're focused on trying to catch some armed robbers, and we've been busy. So we'll just let the process work itself out and let the mayor make the final decision.
Well, there have been a string of armed robberies, not only in the Lansing area, but as I briefly talked with you about, there was a Little Caesars robbery in Okemos. We're seeing, it seems like more this season than last season during the holidays. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, you know, Tony, it certainly seems like it, because when we had in the city of Lansing two more last night, we've had six additional robberies since we made some significant arrests back on December 3rd just in the city. And I know there's been in the out county, there's been some, and Eaton County's had one, Delhi's had one, and you mentioned the one out there in Okemos at Little Caesars. So, you know, we're working hard. We made significant arrests. We arrested three different groups prior to this latest rash of armed robberies. Right now we feel we have multiple groups running around the city. When I say multiple, at least two groups that we've been able to identify as possible suspects committing our current armed robberies. But we're doing a lot of good police work. You know, detectives are working hard to solve these. What's going on behind the scenes as they continue to interview witnesses and victims, and they're processing potential physical evidence and working good with our law enforcement partners around us. So we're close. We're making some good headway. I just wish we could get it done now, but we're working hard.
Chief, are these gangs, are these organized gangs, or are these just groups who have decided to organize just to go out and do these crimes?
Well, I think they're just individuals, Tony. I don't think that they're gangs in any sense of the imagination. I think they're just different groups, different people. For example, in some of these we've had been identified as white males, and other ones we've had African-American males and or Hispanic-looking males committing these crimes. So that's why I say that they're different people, different groups, but nothing gang-related at all, Tony.
All right, well, let's talk about the six from what you know, and hopefully we can get the word out and help you gather some information.
Yep, absolutely. Here's what I would ask. Anyone with any information about this armed robberies, please call Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP, or you can leave an anonymous text message at 847-411. You begin the text message with LPD 517, and then you leave the message. Or you certainly can call dispatch at 483-4600 and leave information with them. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So any of those numbers, feel free to call and leave us some information.
Okay, so what are you investigating? Tell us about the six recent ones.
Again, we had two last night. One was at the 224 North Larch, a Subway. And then we had one at 1:30 this morning at the 7-Eleven at 1975 East Jolly Road. The two seem to be different. Again, the one on Larch involves the description of the accused are African-American males between the ages of 25 and 32, approximately 5'8" to 5'10", thin-built and clean-shaven. And the one over on the 7-Eleven appears to be a white male, blue eyes, and he had a white cloth covering a portion of his face. So there's, again, two different groups. And that seems to be consistent descriptions with the six that we've had in the city since the 3rd of December.
All right. And then you have a few other ones that you may need some help with. What are those, if you have that information available?
Again, Eaton County's had one on the Cottage Inn Pizza in Eaton County. And also I know that the McDonald's restaurant in Delhi on South Cedar has been and robbed. So those both appear to be African-American males, descriptions similar to those that we've had in the city.
And we've talked about this before, Chief, but it's the holiday season and people need money, and you think that's what's at the heart of this?
That's certainly a possibility. I mean, there's all sorts of factors. The economy certainly is one of them, Tony, and we do see an increase during the holiday season of armed robberies, and that certainly is a possible motive for these crimes.
Chief, do you need more officers on the streets?
Tony, we are doing great. We are so fortunate. We put out every day between 18 and 20 officers out on the streets, and our officers work 12 hours a day. So each shift, if you would, a day shift and a night shift, goes out with 18 to 20 officers. Tony, when I look around the country and see what's happening, you just even here locally, like in Flint, where they're laying off officers, being closed on weekends, we're just very, very fortunate at how well we're staffed and how well we go out every day with the men and women from the Lansing Police Department. Very fortunate.
And then, Chief, before we let you go, I want to talk about the story where there was a 2.5-hour standoff with a individual who was barricaded, and a school was locked down because it was thought this individual had a weapon. It looks like this was well organized. You folks shut down the school. You made sure the kids were safe. You had special units involved. Tell us about this story.
Actually, Tony, congratulations to all the men and women in working with the school district. They're great partners. The school district made a decision. We informed them of the incident. The school district makes the decision to lock down the school. My command team was out there, our START team and our uniform patrol officers were out there. They were very patient. It worked out. It couldn't have worked out any better. It was the conclusion we were hoping for, Tony. It went extremely well. It was well coordinated. The folks were patient, and we were able to get the victim the help that he needed, and no one got hurt. So it was well done.
Well, Cheryl Fritz from WILS interviewed an official with the Gardner Middle School, and just the way this came off and what I read and what I heard about, Chief, do you practice these kinds of scenarios? Is there a cooperation with the school in how to handle these kind of incidents?
We do, Tony, we do. Our tactical team, they spend a lot of time training and practicing, and I tell you what, they're the best in the country. I couldn't be more proud of the men and women on that tactical team, along with our negotiators. And they do spend a lot of time planning and training and going through different types of scenarios. And we always hope that the outcome is safety. And we were very fortunate in this latest incident.
And, Chief, anything else new and newsy going on with the department?
No, not too much. We're getting ready for the holiday season, and we'd like to wish everybody in the Lansing community and surrounding community a happy holiday.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you, and have a great day.